Now, I don't know how many of you were watching Prime Minister's questions at lunchtime, but David Cameron launched an absolutely stinging attack on Sadiq Khan. Labour MPs accused the Prime Minister of being racist. There was a right ruckus in the House of Commons. Lots more developments on this story, which Theo Ashwood is going to give us right now.
Yes, you heard that attack from David Cameron against Sadiq Khan, the Labour candidate to be mayor, and specifically his relationship, Sadiq Khan's relationship with his former imam, a man called Suleiman Ghani. Now, Mr. Ghani supported Islamic State, the Prime Minister said.
If we are going to condemn not just violent extremism, but also the extremism that seeks to justify violence in any way, it is very important that we do not back these people and we do not appear on platforms with them. And I have to say, I am concerned about Labour's candidate for, as Mayor of London, who has appeared again and again and again. The leader of the Labour Party, the leader of the Labour Party is saying it's disgraceful. Let me tell him. Right, so, Suleiman Ghani, the honourable member for Tooting, has appeared on a platform with him 9 times. This man supports IS.
Now, I spoke to Mr. Ghani yesterday because even before the Prime Minister stood up in the Commons earlier, he had become a central figure in the race to be Mayor of London. The Tory candidate, Zach Goldsmith, had described him, and I'm quoting here, as one of the most repellent figures in the country. And yet, Mr. Ghani told me that, in fact, he had campaigned for the Conservatives at the last general election in, of all places, Sadiq Khan's Tooting constituency. He says he provided volunteers to canvass for the Conservatives and their candidate, Dan Watkins. Even after the election, Mr. Ghani says the Tories sought his support to help find Muslim councillors.
When there was this Conservative Muslim forum there in Tooting, I was invited by Dan Watkins and to actually give support and encourage the Muslim to become councillors for the Tory party. I didn't have a problem with that, and I attended it, and I was willing, and when I raised the question, I was introduced by Dan Watkins, that this is the Imam Suleiman, and he knew that I did support him in the previous election. So I did meet Zach Goldsmith and even shook his hand, and when he had to leave early,
when
I went out.
This?
That was it was when the Conservative Muslim Forum, was, if I'm not mistaken, was in November in 2015. That was when I met him and he was on his way. I went out to meet him again and said, I would like to have a meeting, engage with you, discuss. And he was very polite and he says, no problem, I should send him an email.
So what impact is this likely to have on the mayoral race itself?
Well, that's in the hands of voters, Ian. But what is clear is that Zach Goldsmith's campaign has sought to drive Sadiq Khan's alleged links to Islamic extremism to the top of the agenda. You heard David Cameron there accusing Mr. Ghani of supporting Islamic State, a claim Downing Street reiterated following Prime Minister's questions. When I spoke to Mr. Ghani, I put that specific charge to him. He admitted he had attended a meeting where Islamic State had been discussed, but that was in an historical context. He said those comments not made by him in that historical context had been misconstrued.
Given the, of my previous track record, I've never ever promoted hatred, I never promoted violence, I've never promoted terrorism and all those, whatever you can say. And I generally find myself holding the same views of many of the people from other faiths, other denominations, and also from people who are also part of the Tory party. I hold many of the same views. We share the same in many, many issues. So it doesn't mean that certain issues that we can disagree, that I'm being given this. So I felt that was more used me as a scapegoat to discredit Sadiq Khan. That's what I felt.
Now, the Conservatives clearly feel there is mileage in this. So how close was he to Sadiq Khan?
Mr. Ghani was an imam at Sadiq Khan's local mosque in Tooting. They have known each other for many years and shared a platform together. Indeed, the imam supported Mr. Khan as the Labour MP back in 2010. But Mr. Ghani told me that they have since fallen out. One of the reasons was Mr. Khan's decision to vote in favour of same-sex marriage in the last parliament. Mr. Ghani added that by doing so, the Labour candidate to be mayor had put his political career before his faith.
We did feel that obviously this is done, it was a political strategy that he had employed and used. It was, I personally feel that he only done it for his political career. That is how it would seem to me, because we couldn't understand. Here is a person who understands the teachings about marriage in Islam. It is very clear. So on that basis, I think we were very disappointed when that took place, because that's how the community actually felt, let down that we have voted for him. And when you're voting for somebody, you would expect that at least he would respect the views of his congregation. And given that, obviously, I don't want to put the Muslim card in, but he is a Muslim himself, and a person who is a Muslim who understands what marriage is about. So it seems as if though you are putting your political career before your faith.
So he didn't like Sadiq Khan's vote on same-sex marriage, and yet then campaigned for the party that brought same-sex marriage in. That's a slight dichotomy,
yes,
there, isn't it?
Yes, you're now, quite right to point that in. And I should add at this point that Diane Watkins supported same-sex marriage.
So what are the Tories saying about this now?
Well, I've spoken to sources within Zach Goldsmith's camp, and they tell me that Dan Watkins did meet Mr. Ghani once in the run-up to last year's general election. It was a standard local meeting in the constituency, I'm told, with several other people present. With regard to the Conservative Muslim Forum and Mr. Ghani's claims that he was invited by Mr. Watkins to that, I'm told it was a public meeting. Anybody could attend. But the idea that he was invited by Mr. Watkins, I'm told, was a bit far-fetched.